getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Let's go.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. On the June show, we spoke with mental nutritional wellness coach, singer-songwriter Rashawn Nicole. It was part two of a much-needed conversation for daily life and especially in this industry. It was also Juneteenth. It gave special attention to the official end to slavery on June 19, 1865. Now, on this part of the show, I speak life into the listeners. It's very easy to fall into speaking negative things about each other, but I've learned that sometimes we speak things into existence, and I want to be known as speaking great things into someone's life. So take time to breathe in what you want to see different in your life and breathe out the old things that need to change. Do that daily, and you'll find that you'll be living and breathing better. Just a reminder that you can have a free download of my intro song, Baby Come On, on the Infinite L Radio SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/InfiniteLENT, blogtalkradio.com/InfiniteL. Years ago, when I first got into music recording and producing, I used to write for rappers, and I loved their work ethic and their grind. The passion that they had when working on their music was inspiring. Our next guests have been on the Oheniwa show and have graciously agreed to be on my show. So thank you for that. And we also, for the first time on this show, will have two people on this interview. So let's bring them out. Let's welcome Your Worst Nightmare, Mac 17, and Mr. G. And by the way, my birthday is tomorrow, so this is like a pre-birthday celebration. Let's go, y'all.
Hey, happy birthday. Early happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Early happy birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is a good intro. So I'm going to start off like this. So you're called Your Worst Nightmare. Make sure the guests know that. And you're Mac 17 and Mr. G. Tell me what you do for fun and relaxation outside of music. Start with you. Doesn't matter. Mac 17.
Well, me personally, I like to learn new things. So I study. I stay reading. I stay watching YouTube. I stay watching documentaries. So I stay learning. I always stay learning. That's my peace that keeps me out of trouble, that keeps me, you know, motivated and keeps me, you know, finding things to write about.
I love it. Mr. G.
As for me, I really like to travel. I like to go see new places and just kind of see what they, you know, have to offer. You know what I mean? So just.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like a sociable, antisocial kind of person, if that makes sense. Like, I like time to myself.
I love it.
But then also,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But then also like to be around my people and, you know, and experience mm-hmm. new things. And that also gives inspiration to, you know, write new things, you know, just with new experiences and things like that.
Yeah, I love that both. So when we finish, so you guys finish like a long day at work, you're hungry, like literally hungry. What kind of food y'all eating over there?
Man, chicken, barbecue, steaks.
I'm going with some soul food or some Chinese food or so. You know, anything edible. You know, being in California, you know, we got all types of. You know what I mean? You got the Mexican spot down the street. You got the Thai spot over here. You got the Vietnamese over here. So. You know, the soul food spot, a wide range of things.
Yeah, that's how I am. And if it tastes good, I'm good with that. So, good.
Here we go.
All right,
good
with it. Yeah, who's the serious one and who's the silliest?
Uh, Man, I'm always caught between the two. You know, I like to be the clown, but I also like to, you know, try to keep him on his toes. But you know, I say that I'm the most sillier one. You know, they always telling me, man, quit playing, Mac.
Mac is the one. Okay.
I know, yeah.
And Mister,
right, yeah.
Mister, what
yeah.
you be saying? What you be saying about him when he's doing all that?
You see, I'm glad I asked if I could cuss on the show, but no, I ain't gonna say that. But I'll be like, shut up. I'll be like, shut up, Mac. Leave me alone, Mac.
It's pretty much what I say. I didn't say nothing.
It could really be a toss up, depending on, you know, sometimes
okay.
I start with him, then he might start with me. Like, I guess it just depends on the day. But, you know, but I think
it
that's
really
how the chemistry. I think that's how the chemistry goes. You know what I'm saying? But that's why there's like the chemistry with the music. You know what I mean? Because we got
yeah.
that balance.
I love it because I grew up like my brother, and then he's with all my boy cousins about the same age as, or I shouldn't say the same age, but like that were coming over a lot and made me like kind of tough to be with the guy, or not tough, but kind of thick in my skin being with the guy. So this actually feels at home. I appreciate
yeah.
that. But when you're in the studio, do you have a favorite mic, you know, that you like to use or recording software?
It's funny that you say that. It's not that we have a different mic that we use. It's just when I get to a studio, I'm the one that's real asinine about, you know, man, put the mic back to where it was when you came in the studio after I got through using it, you know. It's always lower, or, you know, there's only been one time where it's been real higher, but it's always lower. I'm like, bruh, come on. And everybody like, man, we're shorter than you. I'm like, it don't matter. Put it back up where you got it from. That's me.
And I'm over there telling him to lower the mic. I'm all like, can you lower the mic, please? You know I'm coming to spit this verse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's probably the only thing.
What kind of
mean?
Mic is it? Is it a certain type of mic you use, you like to use?
If I'm not mistaken, is it a short or what type of mic is it?
It's not an AKG. I think it's an AKG.
I think it is an AKG, to be honest with you.
I think it's an AKG.
You might be right this time.
You know what I'm saying? I'm always right. But see, look.
Oh,
but
who's right?
As long as the mic is working, you know what I mean? Then
right.
we working. You know what I mean?
I know, that's right.
We got a dope engineer. As long as we got a dope engineer and a hot mic,
oh,
you know what I mean? Then
and I'm going to ask about that engineer,
like,
too, here in a second. I'm about to ask about the engineer. But what you using? Oh, you said, so what type of recording equipment do you use? Or you're saying your engineer does all of the work and you just come in and lay the track?
Mr.
G is a producer. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Tell the truth.
Yeah. I'm
devil.
Not gonna lie. We actually, you know, right. Amen. You know, the project that we ended up putting together, we actually recorded at my house, and then we had, you know, our engineer, shout out Emo. You know what I'm saying? He mixed and mastered it. You know what I'm saying, for us. You know what I mean? So,
Emo,
you know, and then we also record there.
Uh-huh.
Emo, where you at? But yeah, you know,
yeah.
So he, you know, so you know, we just record wherever we can, and as long as we got a dope engineer, somebody who could bring that brightness and put that right, you know, sauce on it, you know what I mean? You're gonna get
yeah.
some quality out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. How do you like to work? Do you like to have people in the room or wake up whenever and wherever, you know, whatever's on your mind, you just get up and start recording? I know with me, I'm pretty serious in the studio. I can lay down a whole entire CD, but I don't like to have people in the room because then you kind of give them, you know, a distraction, and then they think they want to add to the project. Unless you're paying, I don't want you saying anything. So I'm pretty, kind of straightforward. So how do you guys like to work?
I'll say I'm the same kind of way.
Yeah,
I don't like, I mean, somebody could be in there, but, like, I like to, you know, so that way if I'm, like, you know, like, if I mess up or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't really care about messing up, but it's just, like, I just like to be focused, you know what I mean? And I used to tell people, like people who be trying to bring girls and stuff. I'm like, look, the studio is not a fun. No,
nah.
It's fun when you're working, but it's not like the party
exactly.
and the music playing while you rap. Like,
we're not
no,
doing
it's
that.
Like a real theater, a bunch of takes. Like, it's not what you're seeing on TV. You know, so
exactly.
That's what I'm trying to let people know.
You know what we should
is really
work. You know what we should start doing is like, okay, y'all want to come into the studio? All right, how about y'all drop some bucks, you know, some bucks on here on this bill, and then we'll take it like that.
Up.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not pulling
up.
Exactly. I mean, if they're doing that, they are more than welcome to do so. But if they ain't, you know, willing to do that, then, you know, they don't need to pull up.
I sure agree with that. Anyway, I know people think it's, you know, cool to see how we work, but at the same time, it's a job we're trying to work. So I don't ask you to go into your office and sit and watch you work and then start talking to you. So who's in your squad? I know you already said Emo. Emo, I'm going to give you what? How much time we got? We got about 50 minutes. Emo, you need to call in. But who's in your squad, your team? Who you like to give a shout out to?
Man. You know, like we already said and stated, Emo, you know what I'm saying, the wise man, you know, M4W,
mm-hmm.
you know.
M4W.
Spittles.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Spittles.
That's
F-O-N check.
F-O-N check, you know. No, Lil Fitch.
Okay.
You know,
Lil Fitch for
Most definitely,
okay.
You know. I mean, Don Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Don Blanco.
Don Blanco.
You know, he behind the scenes, but he's still, Illa J the Queen, you know, we got a couple people, you know, music family, you know, in general, you know,
yeah.
Everybody that's attached with us.
Money T. It's like a collective. It's like we're loose, but we all connected, you know what I mean, which makes
that's
it a collective,
great.
So.
For sure. So, you know, y'all, okay, so my family on my mom's side, I never knew their real names until Facebook came up because they sound like the names that you're giving out. Like everybody has a nickname. So I love names,
mm-hmm.
and especially stage names. So tell us how you came up with both of your names.
Well,
go ahead, Matt, because yours going to be,
M-A-K, the first three letters stands for music and knowledge. Yeah, and then the 17, you know, is 1 plus 7 equals 8 for, you know, for the eternal factor. If you turn it on the side, you know, it turns into, you know, infinity. So,
wow.
You know, it's just something,
okay.
I play with, and then I've been doing it since I was 17 years old. So, you know, that was another thing I put into it. And my middle name is Mackenzie. So, you know, so the Mac is in me, period, you know, it's a birthright. It's a birthright. But, you know, it's something I played with and just was like, you know, my lyrical delivery is something like a semi-automatic weapon, you know, for lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I utilize that and, you know, and when I spit my lyrics, I either go fast or I either go slow, depending on how I'm squeezing the trigger type stuff, you know.
I love it. Okay. All right, Mr. G.
Man, I wish mine was as cool as that, but I probably should have went third. But
right.
I know, maybe, but when it came to the Mr. G, you know, I used to go by KG because those are my initials. But then, you know, I put the Mr. in front of it because, you know, I feel like, you know what I mean, like, it was like a title, it was like a definition, it's like, and I wanted respect. Like, I feel like if you say, like, you know, Mr. such and such or Mrs. such and such, whatever, you know what I mean? So I put the Mr. in front of the G, and then the way that I spelled it, because, you know, there's other Mr. G's. I mean, there's other Mr. G's, but there's really one Mr. G, you know what I mean? But
right.
And then I threw the dollar sign in there, you know, because, you know, it's all about that money, you know what I mean?
Okay,
just trying to get that money.
Tell me, I'm sorry, where does the myth, the M-I dollar sign T-U-A?
Dollar sign, yes, yeah.
Okay, G, gotcha. Okay, I love names, and I'm glad I asked. But tell me how you all met and found yourselves working together.
Amplify Studios, Emo.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Emo.
Amplify Studios,
okay.
Emo.
Okay.
Through Emo, yeah. Yeah, The funny thing is, we did a song together and had never even met.
Oh, really? How
yeah, never even
it?
Met yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like. Emo. Mac, did you hit me or did Emo already had a song? I think you hit me. Didn't you hit me?
Well, nah. What it was I recorded this song, and Emo said, you sound dope on it. And I was like, let me hear it. And I was like, oh, yeah, most definitely. So Emo meshed that together, you know, being the engineer, being the dope engineer that he is. So that's how that happened. And then we ended up, you know, meeting each other through another project that we was working on for Don Blanco.
Yeah.
And then it became his, and then it became his project. And then we started working on his project, then my project, then a project, then the project.
Yeah. And then we started doing shows together.
Okay. How long? How long have you guys been
together? 7 years. 7 years now.
Seven years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Please tell us how we can have that bond. Some people can't even have a real relationship, so a working relationship is pretty serious. What do you think it kept you together for so long?
Music and the natural bond that came with him being a cool guy and me being a jerk. It just bonded so well. You know?
Right. There's always one jerk. Always got to be one. Okay.
Somebody got to
be
one.
Great.
You know.
Right. So you're the one.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. 7 years. That's a really long time, huh?
Definitely.
So who are your musical influences? We're about to listen to your music here shortly, but who are your musical influences growing up?
Man, Ice Cube, Tupac, all the greats, you know. They just influenced us by constantly having a work ethic that was just, you know, displayed in our faces all the time. So, you know, like Snoop Dogg, you know, just all of those people that we've seen growing up throughout the hip hop era is just like, man, we want to do that. So, you know, that's for me.
All right.
You know, like, man, that's what I want to do. And I always give credit to my sister being the writer, because reading in her books, you know, I seen that and was like, oh, I think I could do it too, you know. But at the same time, it's just like getting older, it's like, I think I could really take it serious. And my mom passed away, and before she passed, she was like asking me to do that. And I was like, okay. You know, just playing with it. And then she passed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to really do this, because, you know, that's what she asked for, man. Let me go ahead and take it serious. So that right there was the real reason why you're hearing me today. You know, if my mom didn't pass, I think I'd still be playing around, joking with the stuff.
How long ago did she pass?
That has been 8 years now.
8 years. Well, that's a good motivation, you know, for, you know, to have your mom's spirit just speaking to you to let you know that you need to continue going and working and to honor that. So appreciate her for pushing you into this. And just, again, I want to reiterate how impressed and how affected I was by the rappers that I worked with years ago, and I just thought it was pretty powerful to see how these rappers are out there doing it. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go, Radio Fam. Let's get to what we're really here for. We're going to take a listen to your worst nightmare song forever.
I'm gonna ride with you forever. I will always hold up my queen. I'm gonna love you forever. I will always hold up my queen. She's on my mind. She's so divine. We always fly. We're so in love. She's on my mind. We always fly. We're so divine. We always fly. I'm gonna ride with you forever. I will always hold up my queen.
Hold up my queen. From what I've seen, you hold it down. Them other girls don't matter now. Your last duty was a clown. I turned a smile to a frown. Soon as I done came to town, I know his face and hit the ground. All I need for you to do is to keep it real and keep it true. Don't ever change and just be you. Don't act brand new and keep it cool. Get you anything you need, might even make you miss a G. Diamond rings, a bunch of things, a crib with kids, or what you dream. And she always down with me and doing what she's supposed to be. She listens. and twice before she speak and never disrespect me, see? And you know I do the same, we getting kinda over games. Yeah, I did some player things, but I'm over that cause players change. Please don't ever do me wrong and make me go regret this song, cause over here's where you belong and I really don't wanna see you gone. See, we still like love left, and I don't see no one better. You know that we gon' stay together, I'm gonna rock for you, foe, foe.
I'm gonna ride with you forever.
The way it feels, my lips are sealed. When it comes to us, ashes to dust, no lust and trust. Built us up through all of the pressure, made it all worth it. Found my true purpose sitting in front of my face. No more chasing my tail as we sail up the river together. No more solo missions. Been wishing for a love like yours. Dedicated, educated, motivated. Know they hate it, and still we push forward. Knowing where we going, ain't nothing slowing us up or getting in our way. Growing stronger day by day. All I can say is what I know. Rain, sleet, or snow, always hold you up high. You're the main reason why I push it to the fullest and throw G's up in the sky. Hold me down, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna ride for mine. Every time she's so divine, I'm so in love. Agape, the strongest love that there is.
I'm gonna ride with you forever. I will always hold up my queen. I'm gonna love you forever.
You're listening to Getting Real with Roz on the Infinite L Radio. Let's connect on Instagram at Grammy Nod.
Ladies, did y'all hear this song? When you say hold up my queen, y'all either better be single, like, or excuse me, having a lot of women, or just one woman. Just never be alone, because with words like that, I know y'all have to be pretty. Some really good catches.
I'll be trying. I'll say, look, oh, Mac, you might want to let me have it.
Well, boy, go ahead. Do your thing, please.
No, I'm just saying, look, What I incorporated into that verse, you know, shout out to Agape on the hook. Agape also produced it. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost. But you know, in that verse, you know, I like to take different situations that I might have been through in my life and like almost like put it into one. You know what I'm saying? And also kind of speak about like what I'm looking for and like what I would like to happen, you know what I mean, too. So it's like incorporating a lot, you know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, as of right now, yeah, I mean, I ain't tied down, though, you know what I mean? But if it happens, it happens,
okay.
You know what I mean? But
I'm still out here. Y'all call in. We need some ladies. Call in. So we can, no, I'm kidding. All right. So how did this song come together? Was it both of you guys in? Like, did you one of you guys come up with like the title? Did you come up with the emo or Agape come up with the music or first, or how did you guys do this song?
Well, Agape,
Matt can take it.
Agape is my brother in life, so you know what I mean. He does music. We started a long time ago. Like, he's the first person that I got into music with, as far as trying to enter into a form of thinking I could sing or thinking I could rap. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
He was like there, you know, like my third grade brother. You know what I mean? So we go back that far. And whenever I'm doing a project and I think it's going to be something that people may like, I always ask him for music. And he sent me that beat, and I was like, bro, I need you singing on this. I can't, you know, the beat was titled Forever. So I was like, I need you singing on this. I need your voice. I need you to do what you used to do when we used to do, and he still does that. So, you know, he went ahead and blessed us with that. And, you know, I just came from, you know, the heart and the mind and, you know, visualized and gave forth what, you know, was needed to be heard on an album that started out, you know, with so much, you know, crazy talk and this and that, and, you know, and G jumped on and did his wonders, and I was like, man, bro, you trying to catch something, ain't you? So,
yeah,
you know, once again, you know, it was a blessing. It was a blessing. It's always a blessing. Like, you know, I when I first heard G rap, I was like, man, he got that flow. He got that style. It's Sacramento, you know. We have we're like Chopper City out here, and he took it and nurtured it to his own, you know, and it comes with words. You know, he's an educated brother. He's not stupid, you know, and that's what I love about him. You know what I'm saying? He's a hardworking brother in real life, and you know what I'm saying, and on the music.
Yeah.
So it was just like a blessing that emo meshed us together, and we need to work on the second project. We just waiting on people to send us some more music, but once again, it's just a blessing to work with a brother like that. So, you know, enough of that, you know, because he's really a jerk in real life, and I love him for it.
Likewise.
You know,
right. Yeah, it's all right. I know. We really don't like each other. We really don't like each other in real life.
No, not at all.
But y'all came together for me.
His family loves me, though. His family loves me. The family loves me, but he don't like me. It's okay. It's okay. The family loves me. That's all that matters.
Oh, that's all that matters. Y'all came together for my birthday. See what I did for y'all? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so that's really cool.
Blessings.
I heard you say Sacramento. Did you both grow up in Sacramento, or just one of you? Or did I misunderstand?
We
both grew up here.
Sacramento. Yeah, Sacramento.
Okay.
916.
Nice.
In South Side, separate ends are the same area, separate sides.
Separate ends. Okay. How was it growing up there?
It was dangerous.
It was crazy. It was shootings every day.
It was normal.
I don't know much about Sacramento.
It was normal.
Like,
it was
kind of one of the things you get into. Yeah. You can, like, you just kind of got to make your own direction. You know what I'm saying? I got family spread all throughout, you know, like, you know, the north side. Like, I went to school in all sides of Sac, from South Sac to North Sac to East Sac. You know what I mean? And when it comes down to Sacramento, is like there's a whole lot of temptation and things, like, you know, and dangers like any other place. I mean, maybe more than some places and less than some other places.
Yep.
But you just got to make that conscious decision on what you're going to focus on. Like, if you want to fall into that, it's real easy to fall into that. Like, you can do that today. But you know what I mean? Thankfully, like, you know, I had, like mother, grandmother, uncle, like, you know what I'm saying, like people who been, you know, supported me like throughout everything, you know what I mean? And kept me out of things, you know what I mean? Because it's real easy to fall.
Yeah.
I mean, just like any place, really easy to fall into them cracks and them traps, you know what I mean? So,
yep.
Well, it's a blessing. I really appreciate it. I mean, that is pretty powerful. I grew up in Kansas City, and it's people don't realize it's kind of rough, you know, around there. But at
hold
the
on,
same
hold
time,
you
like
about
you said, just
now you
huh?
Now you mean KCK or KC or KC Mo?
KC Mo.
Okay, so you must know something about our barbecue. Okay, so I was born in KCK, but I lived in the KC Mo, like the Greater Kansas City Metro. So yeah, okay.
But see, look, I'm a huge Tech N9ne fan, so yeah, I know a little bit about KC Mo. I'm a huge Tech N9ne fan, so I know, you know, KCK, KC Mo, so definitely.
Okay, I was about to say, so you know a little something.
I know
about that. Yeah, shout out to Tech. Tech N9ne, you call in too.
Tell us about some more of your influences, KG. Tell us about some more about your influences, man, besides Tech.
Oh, man, my mother and Tupac got the same birthday, June 16th. So, you know, I was raised on Pac through my mom. And, you know, I'm a 90s baby, top of the 90s, 90. So, you know, I remember being 3-4 years old, and you know that was around the time of the Chronic, Doggy Style, like, you know, like the G Style, the G Funk era was out. So you know what I mean? I'm a '90s baby to the core. So you know, I came up with that. You know what I mean? And
let me ask you this, mm-hmm. man. Before you continue, when Tupac was shot and killed, where were you, and what happened to your heart at that moment? Like, what happened? What were you doing?
You know, it's crazy. I remember being at my mom's apartment when she ain't had cable, but I remember she got the news, and I remember being young, being like, he got shot again? Because I remember he had got shot before, but you know, I was young and didn't know about the I wasn't privy to everything that was going on, and like, you know, I'm 5-6 years old, you know what I mean? But I remember it being on the news. I definitely remember being at my mom's apartment in a big box TV. It wasn't no flat screen like how we got now. But you know what I mean. But I do remember. You know what I mean. But you know, my mom was a huge fan, and then my grandmother, she played like, you know, a lot of gospel, you know, and you know, like Aretha Franklin and Millie Jackson and. You know, Gladys Knight, you know, things like that. And then, you know, my uncle, my uncle probably like the biggest Prince fan in the world. And you know, he put me on to some James Brown and Stevie Wonder. Then also he put me on Cash Money and Rough Riders when, you know, around 97, 98, 99, Cash Money taking over for the 99 in the 2000. So, you know, and Outkast too. So, you know, like music, like different types of music too. It's been a big influence. Like, and that's probably why I got a diverse ear now. Like, I listen to R&B, I listen to metal, I listen to, you know, of course, rap. You know, if it sounds good, I like it.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's pretty cool. And you were talking about your family, and both of you, how did your family feel about your music? I know, Mac, about your mom's influence and your sister, so it definitely sounds like it's in your family. But how do you guys, like, do they support your rap? Do they want you to, you know, what are their feelings about it?
I get a lot of support. I get a lot of support from my family, you know. Rest in peace to my son, Joseph, who was my biggest fan. He was murdered on this day, you know, a few years ago.
Well.
But long live JoJo is what we say, you know. And it right there, that spun me downward, but I'm coming back from that, you know what I mean, and trying to, you know, spread a different type of understanding to my listeners, so they don't get drowned with, you know, sorrow and my experiences. But I most definitely, you know, miss that support he used to always give. He loved us to the fullest, so you know.
How old was he? I'm sorry. How old was he?
He was 16.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay.
Yeah, he was 16. So, yeah, and he's been 18 today. But, I mean, this, not today, but he'd have been 18 this year. But it's most definitely a blessing to be able to push forward through these triumphant times and utilize music as the vehicle and the family to be behind you and support you. And, you know, that's a blessing. Like some of the things that I couldn't do without my family. You know what I mean? Like their support financially, or you know, their support just, you know, physically, emotionally. You know, whether it's you know, us arguing or us, you know what I'm saying, coming together, is still emotionally driven because we love each other so much. And
for sure,
that is the driving vehicle. You know, so we most definitely support family, and family supports us, especially G's family. I love them to death. They are so supportive. They try to get to every event. You know, my family too sometimes, but theirs is like always there. Or his is always there, and you know, saying representing and screaming our names, and it just feels so good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I bet.
Bless Nana and Mama G, man. God bless them, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. 100%.
Do you have anything, Mr. G, before we get to the next song on that?
The family is definitely supportive. Also, too, you know, long live, you know what I'm saying, JoJo, you know what I'm saying, little bro, always and forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just that bond that we didn't, you know what I'm saying, like we just have, you know, like with all of us, like my family, like his family. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like a real thing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we done been through, like, real-life things together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my family's been real supportive. I mean, at first when I was young, they was like, why my son or grandson doing all this cussing? But my grandmother was like, you know, she would allow, like, me and my friends to record over at her house because, like, you know, that was a way of her having an eye on me. You know what I mean?
So it was like
I'd rather have my grandson and his friends up over here and you know what I mean, as opposed to being out there. And then, you know, as things started to move forward, like with different collaborations, and then more and more videos started coming and more shows and like magazine articles, and it was like, oh, he really, you know what I mean? So you know, it started to look, you know, like they're like, oh, he ain't just the same 9-10-year-old kid who was saying, you know what I mean? Like, he actually trying to do something. So, yeah, it's nothing but love and support, you know. So, you know, shout out to my whole family, you know, for sure.
That's beautiful.
And Mac family.
I appreciate
Yeah, super shout out to Uncle Phil, too, man. Can't forget Uncle Philip, man.
Yeah, of course, man.
Uncle
shout
Phil.
Out to Uncle G, man, always. Always. Uncle G, man. Shout out, man.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I'll ask you about your Know What I Mean video here shortly. But do y'all mind if we take a quick listen to the second song?
Please.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, here it is, everybody. Smoke.
What the business is, it's your boy Al B's for season. I'm rocking with my dude, DJ Navigator, right now. Slap this beat.
Slap this beat, baby.
I know it's hard to breathe when you feel it in your lungs, feeling like they're about to collapse before the song is done. The smoke, it fills the room, no matter how hard you try to run. You know you can't escape when them particles in that carbon come. You thought that it was fun, but now you coughing and you sneezy. Now they call you Lil Tunchi because you getting wheezy. The fireman, I don't even know if he can save you. Gagging for your breath while you're trying to reach for your inhaler. This type of smoke will have you hooked up to ventilators. Me pray to Jah someone can save you before you go up like escalators. But this could put you down like elevator, or vice versa, see you later. All of these little babies should be in incubators. See, all these folks like to blow, but they come up show. And then they start to lose hope with fumes up in their throat. You ask about me, they probably tell you I do the most. No, it ain't no joke. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sniff of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sniff of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. I got them lined up just to get a hit of me. Pay the tax plus the fee. Now brag to your family, your friends. Top shelf through 64 to win. Mix me with the handy hit. I even go great with gin. Break me down and roll me up. Now I inhale deeply. Mr. Ripley can't believe how good I taste. It's time to face the facts. You need to relax and I got just what you need. Trust me. Let me fill your lungs with your smoke. It's time to choke. Do it again. Don't be stingy. Pass it to a friend. Brag about my prime. Blame it the way I was wrong. Damn, I got you in the zone, don't I? This is what I call a body high. Just to feel it. Don't try to move too fast. Up a path in the golden rule. Only a fool think he cool enough to break the rules, babysitter. I can make you rich, just dig a ditch and plant my seeds. Raise them up properly and give
them
all
really
to
want me. No smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sniff of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you tryna stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sniff of dope, they don't really want no smoke.
rapping tight around your throat. Put you down while you trying to stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke.
You are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
Okay, first of all, y'all don't be coming out with those chords like that under this hard smoke. Y'all got a lot going on this song. That was, I mean, this, first of all, the title alone, powerful, and it'll make you want to listen to that. And them lyrics is just, they're just on. Tell me what the story about writing this one. Who, how did this one get started and going?
Mr. G, go ahead.
Oh, you know what? That was done by, I got to give a shout out to Slaptism Beats. That's Deuce McGuire and DJ Navigator. They out of Colorado, and they have produced this song called Riot for me on my GWO project that featured Lil Six, and they just sent me a whole bunch of beats, and that was one of the, and they was telling me like, hey, we trying to work, da, 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 and that was one of the beats that I heard. It was just like, I felt like that beat, I didn't even need to even put nothing on it, because the beat, like,
right,
with the choirs and just the bass, the way it was hitting. And you know, I was just like, it just came to, I was like, because the beat was so hard. I was just all like, man, this sounds like we coming with, like, y'all don't want no smoke. Like, straight, like, what?
You did.
Like, what?
That's right.
That's just how I felt when I heard it. I was all like, I feel like I could have knocked Tyson out or something. You know, I ain't trying to fight Tyson, I'm just saying.
Right.
But that's how I felt when I heard it. It was like, y'all don't want no smoke, you know. So,
yeah.
And then,
yeah,
you know, Matt got on and did his thing.
Nice.
Yeah,
and I heard that. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I said, and I heard it, and I was just like, well, goodness, he came in and just killed it. I mean, the only thing I could do is materialize into the bomb itself. You know what I mean? So I just started rapping like I was the feeling of that everybody goes for, and, you know, just gave it that little oomph that it needed, you know, to end the song, right?
Yeah. Well, you did. You did your job.
That's just Mac being modest. He always be trying to be modest, like he don't be killing every verse and everything, right? Like he really be trying to keep me on my toes for real, which he do. But he be trying to be all modest, like, yeah, gee, I just laid something down. If you can
right,
work
right.
with it, I'm all like, what? I'm like, what? Damn. I'm like, give me about 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, right, no, and it
be
like
back.
That too. Yeah,
I'll
be on them like that too.
Tell me real quick about the "What Know What I Mean" video and where to find it. Is that a new or old video?
Well, that's last year, and
okay.
It's on
more
YouTube.
Last year
you know,
what's
type
your channel?
In your worst nightmare.
Your worst nightmare.
Okay. Your Y-O-U-R, worst nightmare all together.
Okay, cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Type in Mr. Jim Mac 17 and then it'll pop up as well.
Okay.
No, shout out Emo. Shout out Emo.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out. You can find it on Emo TV too.
Nice. Okay. Well, what is one of the things that I, actually, there's two things, but real quick, what has been your experience in the industry, and would you prefer to be indie or major?
Mac, I'm going to let you answer that first.
Well, you know, I've been, you know, learning. So since I've been learning, I really don't want to do no major, you know. If I can secure the bag on my own, you know, pushing it the way I'm pushing it, then I need to go ahead and do that versus taking that loan and being charged double for what it is that I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. You got something to add to that? That's pretty clear.
Nah. You know what? Honestly, I would rather do it the independent route. Now, if I did do like a major route, it would have to be like some major distribution, because that's really how the game is working anyway. You know what I mean? I'm a 90s baby. You know, like, if people live, anybody listening, So, you know what I'm saying? That whole record deal is gone. Like, you know what I mean? You got it. It ain't just because you tight. You know what I mean? Something going
right.
to happen. Like,
yeah.
you got to really, you really got to invest in yourself and, you know what I'm saying, and taking the opportunity that's given and not think you're too big or too small for
yeah.
whatever. You know what I mean? So if I did do something
yeah.
major, I was like, I'm going to tell the majors this now. I don't care if anybody, whoever, I would just use them for, like, whatever they want. Okay, you could keep them 2-3 albums, and then I already got a name now. I'm independent.
Exactly.
And I could live off
yeah.
them. I could live off them hits forever. So, you know, that's the name
yeah.
of the game. But independent. Like, I would just use the major for that. But the ultimate goal would be independent, just to be independent.
Yeah. So everybody who just heard
yeah.
that, if you do get your lawyer, do never, ever skip having a lawyer. Raise money, do what
that
you
right.
have to do, but make sure they read
yeah.
them words on that paper. Just because you got a major, make sure you read that for anybody. Don't ever be that desperate to not, you know, do your homework on that. So
yeah, for real.
Tell me, this is kind of how this my show got started, is just like having different things, good and bad, happen within, you know, trying to work up in this music industry life. And then also, because we are music and entertainers, we really have to keep our heads up in a lot of situations, because the enemy wants to tear us down because we bring so much joy
yeah.
to people, right? You know, we can bring people together where people don't agree
mm-hmm.
and hate each other, but they hear that song and it just brings us together. So I call it speaking life into other people, you know, even myself, speaking life into myself. And what I'd like for both of you to answer this, what things now would you like to share? And I'm going to ask specifically to other artists out there, what would you share to speak life into them?
Well, do your homework. You know, it's a business.
Mm.
It's not a game. It's not a place to hang out. It's a business. And if you treat it like a business, you'll be able to get a little further. You know, they got
mm-hmm.
courses for dummies that you can Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just learn something that can help you, especially when it comes to marketing and promoting your music, you know, and then also proper etiquette, how to speak. When you talk to
mm-hmm.
people matters as well. So, you know, you master
yeah.
those things and you'll be able to flow through the, you know, industry, or flow through, you know, being able to be known by people because of your reputation isn't soured by not being easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. And then Mr. G.
You know, I would just say, you know, you just got to, you know, because everybody deals with, you know, real life situations, and, you know, you just got to do the best that you can just to, you know, just maintain and keep your mind straight, because, you know, I mean, because everything, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, whether it's any artist, whether you, because there's all types of art, whether you a painter, whether you a sculptor,
yep.
whether you
yep.
a filmmaker, or whatever, you know, a fashion designer, like everything comes from our mind. So you got to keep your mind as clear as you can. Even a musical artist, especially, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, so you know what I mean? You just got to keep your mind clear as you can. Try to stay positive. And even then, with different situations I've been going through the past few months, like, you know, it's like that's been like a struggle. But, you know, but just wake up and just be appreciative for what you got and how far you done came. You know, compare yourself to nobody. And only compare yourself to yourself. If you did better than what you did yesterday, then you made progress.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Yeah.
I
love
wow.
it. I'm like, it
mm-hmm.
I know, right? Did he just hum a church song?
mm-hmm.
That's great.
Old Negro spiritual, brother. That's he.
Old Negro spiritual.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But this is so important to me because, again, it does, like you said, there's times just being on stage, you know, even there could be something that literally just happened. But, you know, we're here for the people, you know, I mean, for ourselves
mm-hmm.
because we love it, but just to really touch and just share our talents with other people and, you know, just put
yeah.
that smile on and just go do what you do and
yeah.
breathe that life into those people. So when is your next show?
July 22nd.
This
This Friday.
We got an album release party for M4W called The Lost Files.
The Lost Files.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Sacramento, where?
Yeah. It's Page. Yeah.
It's
Rockland.
It's Rockland, California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to give a shout out to our little niece Paige. She did the artwork on because her dad is a member of the group M4W. It's Josh and Tyler, and Tyler's daughter did the artwork, and she's actually on the cover. So I thought that was dope.
Okay.
I love how and that's always something important. I always think it's dope when people, because I try to do the same, like with videos and other things, like, you know, like incorporating the people closest to you with what you do. So, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the show, July 22nd, The Lost Files, album release party, M4W. Shout out to Josh and Tyler.
Yeah, it's not just us. It'll be Optimistic on there. It'll be Charlie Muscle. It'll be
Optimistic.
It'll be a couple people out there that's known in Sacramento for doing their hip hop and rap and coming together to celebrate these brothers who deserve recognition. You know, they have been clean for years now, you know, 3 years and plus, and been pushing their work. They've been pushing their word and moving forward, and it's moving forward, WORD, you know. So it's a beautiful movement.
Yeah.
We just thankful that they included us, invited us, and we're going to be there to support them always, all the time. And it's a Pace Style Music, Amplify Music, you know, heart first situation.
Can you tell us your social media platforms so they can make sure they stay in touch with these events? Like, what do you have? Your Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, and Snapchat?
Yeah, Facebook.
I don't know.
Facebook, you type in your worst nightmare, YOUR. WORSTNIGHTMARE. Type that in, and we'll pop up there on Facebook. Follow the page. Mr. G is MI$TUH G on Instagram,
Facebook.
Facebook.
I couldn't do the dollar sign on. No, I'm saying I couldn't do the dollar sign on Instagram.
No,
so I got I had to replace it with the S. So MISTUHGKWY, and that's for my Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. MISTUHGKWY is for
I as in I'm sorry. I as in Instagram or Y as in yummy.
I as in Instagram, MI, KWI,
the letter I,
because I got a label called Come With It, so KWI, MISTUSGKWI, yes, man.
And then, and then mine is the letter N, MAC 17, MAK, the number 7, TEEN, on Instagram and on Twitter, TikTok, you can type in Mac 17, but on, like I say, Facebook, it's Mac 17 Music Plus. But you can just, like you say, Google us or type us into your web browsers, whatever it is that you use, and you can find us there and see all of our videos and our links and the music that we have for both download and, you know, purchase.
Okay.
Right. And we're not
trying to
sound all super cliche with Google us, but we didn't put in a lot of work.
No.
So if you really type in
a lot.
So if you do type in MAK7TEEN or MI$TUH G, you'll find something. The listeners
all
will find
the articles,
all the
write ups, all the articles, all the web
everything.
Pages, all everything, you know. So
yeah.
You'll have fun with that.
Man, I can't believe time. This is what happens already. Y'all come back on when you get your next CD, or what are they calling them now? Song, whatever it's called today. I call them CDs.
Project.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Y'all bring it back to me. And I want to thank you guys both again for being on the show. Like I said, I was in the rap game before I even knew what it was, and you all treated me very well in this business. So I wish you both well. And please stay in touch and keep sharing your music for the world to hear. So
thank you for having us.
We will.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I appreciate you both. So next show date is going to be the third Monday of the month, which will be August 21st, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And our special guest will be Aria Alain. Again, I'm excited to have her again on the show. And make sure to check out the live segment of the IL Radio Music Showcase, which broadcasts on Thursday, July 6, 2023. The show was hosted by Elle. Also tune in to the next segment of the In the Know Oheniwa Show, which will broadcast on July 20th, 2 days after my birthday, y'all, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show will be a special segment entitled New Music Review. So, thank you all for listening to the Getting Real with Roz broadcast. And don't forget to speak life into someone. Be love and light to others. Mm-hmm. Nighty Night Radio That's family.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance.